So let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 7. Again, this message that the Lord directed Stephen to preach to a generation of religious Jews who were opposed to the gospel.
And then it's a blessing to my Bible, I'm going to chapter 7. I'm going to go to Stefano. I'm going to go to the house of God. I'm going to go to the Umbado wa Yuda umene udalimotu sana umene umatusa utenga wabino.
Paul instructed Timothy to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
Paulo nu adamulangiza Timoteo kutayenekela kulalika utenga wabino munthawi yake ngakisokopanda nthawi yake.
It's one thing for the Lord to give us the privilege to preach the gospel to a congregation that he has taught and given the desire to hear it. But the same gospel must be preached regardless of whether the people have been made receptive or not. We're to preach the gospel in season. In other words, when the Lord makes it seasonable or out of season, which means that there's no outward evidence of anyone hearing or believing at all. One thing we know is that God's word does not return unto him void. He will accomplish the purpose for which he has sent it. And even though here Stephen is preaching the gospel to a very hostile crowd, and it appears that none would hear, because as we get to the end of this chapter, we find that they stoned him to death over this message. And yet there was one Saul of Tarsus, it says in verse 58, where they laid their clothes at his feet. In other words, he would have been the presiding officer over this condemnation. And yet, even though it wasn't evident at the time, here was one that was God's all along, and that in his time he would draw to himself, for whom Christ had paid the debt. I say that to encourage any of us that the Lord has raised up to preach the gospel. We don't try to direct God's word or manipulate men to believe it. No, we just declare it. And it's God who will direct it as he will, to the hearts of whom he will, and to some it will be a savor of life unto life, and to others it will be unto death. But either way, God be praised.
Genoa. pamene ndipo amene soyenera kuthengwa mwe kumabweretsa imfa monga mmene mulungu akufunira ndipo monsemo mulungu amalemekezeka.
Now one thing we're learning from Stephen's message is the pattern that God has given any that he sends forth to preach, and that is that the message be grounded and founded entirely in the Word of God. Again, the reminder that the accusation against Stephen there in Acts chapter 6 and verse 14 is that somehow he and the other disciples were preaching a message that was contrary to the scriptures. That's how they were being accused.
Chapter 6, verse 14, but we did not move by year out in Kunena, good years to Nazar, Abene Azono, Maro Anu, not just the Lusamia, but even the most anadibas. It's the morning of the Rugans like Yavarika, Uchenda, Oceana, Dubenam, who has been made by Gauguina, Sanon, Bishop of Menepopo.
I dare say that this will be the same accusation that you and I will have today if we went into some of these religious organizations and began to preach the Christ of Scripture and the grace of God in Christ. They're going to come away with the same conclusion. You are preaching a message that is contrary to what we believe. When they said, "We have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place," you see that their emphasis was on the temple. That's all they could see. That was their idol, the temple.
And
then the second accusation there at the end of verse 14 shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. In other words, they were preaching the law. And they were interpreting the law for the people. But everything that Stephen was preaching and the other disciples were preaching was contrary to their interpretations. So given the opportunity to speak here in Acts 7, we find Stephen going all the way back to the beginning, to Abraham, and preaching through the Old Testament scriptures. You say, why is he doing that? Because he's showing them effectively that the gospel he preached that glorified this Jesus of Nazareth as God's Savior was not contrary to the Scriptures. In fact, all of the Scriptures point to Him. That's why Stephen is doing this.
Stephen adambia kumbuyo kweni kweni kumkani za Abraham. Ukaone silapo ele kuti uchenga wangu ino mene Stephen ama ularigila. Nduchenga wangu ino wa Yesu Christu.
But not much has changed over the years, has it? I mean, we have the same types of reaction today in religion when it comes to preaching the gospel. But we have a pattern here that Stephen gives us, the Lord gives us through Stephen, as to how we're to preach. The word is to be our standard. That is what God uses to either save sinners or harden them in their unbelief. It's His word. So what is the pattern? Well, the pattern is to take this word, and particularly here, Stephen was preaching from the Old Testament, and point sinners to Christ. He started with Abraham to show how God called Abraham out while he was still an idolater. There's an example of how God saves sinners. He calls them out to Himself, not because of any good in them, but because of His good purpose and will. People today want to make the word about them. That's why you have preachers. They get up and they read a portion of Scripture and then they want to apply it to their hearers as if it's about them. It isn't. This is about God. This is God's record that He's given of His Son. We need to hear Him. This book that we hold in our hands is not designed to be a book of rules and regulations and laws and traditions that men would impose upon men. No, it's the book of God and His grace towards sinners in the Lord Jesus Christ and how it is that He can be just and declare sinners righteous. That's what this whole book is about. And so as Stephen progresses, the Spirit of God giving him this word, he goes through the Old Testament. And we've seen that already with how God dealt with Isaac, how He dealt with Jacob, and now how He dealt with Joseph. Now what Stephen is doing here is at the end of this message, he's showing these in his generation that they're of the same evil spirit and nature of these that condemned Abraham and condemned Isaac, condemned Jacob, and condemned Joseph.
You know, Minister Fano, I'm already going to tell you about the people who are living in the world. I'm going kutiwo mwachilengedwe chawo chofoka ndi chochimwa adatsutsa Abrahamu adamutsutsa Isaki adamutsutsa Yakobo adamutsutsa ngakhale Yosefe chifukwa chilengedwe cha thupi lathu la unyama la uchimweli limatsutsa uthenga wabwino.
Wherever there's truth, there's going to be error. Wherever there's light, there's going to be dark. You go back and think about Abraham, for example. God called him and brought him into the promised land, but he had enemies. And those enemies aren't always from without. Many times the greatest enemies are within our own families. You see, there was Isaac, who was a child according to the promise of God. That's God's grace. But then there was also who? Ishmael. That's continues today, the same conflict between the physical seed of Isaac, the Jews today, and the physical seed of Ishmael, the Arabs. This conflict continues today in a physical sense. Jacob was the chosen of God. Jacob have I loved is what God said of him. Who was Jacob's enemy? Esau. And then we come here to Joseph in verse 9. It says, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But what? God was with him. Who were these that opposed Joseph but those of his own household? It was his brethren. Now, as these were listening to Stephen, at this point, they were not sure how he was going to apply this in answer to their opposition to him. They continued to listen up until where, again, I've mentioned this before, but in Acts chapter 7 and verses 51 and 52, he is telling this audience that that same spirit that was in Ishmael, that was in Esau, and in Joseph's brothers was in them. Notice he says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye.
Ngeno pandai mene amabiliza kumvetsera uthemba wa Stefano kupeza samo ndokula kubiliza kodija adamvetsera ndichi ndokula kubvetsera kuti abiliza amalize tsakuri mbanje koma atakafika pachikadika ndipo uthemba mu verse 51 ndi 52 ibina mena kuti oma khosi ndiwosadulidwa mtima ndi makutu inu mukaniza mzimu woyera nthawi zonse monga anachita makolo anu momwemo inu amakawawuza kuti zimene zidachitika ndi Esau pa Yakobo zimene zidachitika ndi Ishmaelo pa Isaki zimenezo zidachitika pa Yosefe ndi azibale wake ndi zimene inuyo mukuchitaso zidafika pamene pachapo kuti atizika kuti mtengo wachawo wamatsutsa sopana anthu ake.
Now we know that people are okay as long as you don't start calling them sinners or rebels before God. Now when you start saying that in a message and in a congregation that considers itself to be righteous before God, all of a sudden now you have a fight.
Ukapapa muramana na mbali ya chini chini zikala ziri bunifu kumbi kama nchini mto mukambi kwa kipano ni nani maandiko chini mto ole pera chini mto zetu anwa jaza zetu kwa umoja wa mimi mabudi sana nao yangu kudana na nuko yivuta kama kuna chumba.
If that's what Stephen's doing here, again going through the scriptures to show them that while they considered themselves to be God's children, in reality they were just the opposite. They were, he calls them here, uncircumcised in heart. You could not have said anything worse to a Jew, because that word uncircumcised referred to the Gentile nations that they considered to be dogs.
See,
he's telling them that same spirit that caused Ishmael to seek and to be upset with Isaac, that caused Esau to pursue Jacob, or that caused Joseph's brothers to wish him evil and desire him killed, that same spirit, he said, is what was in them that caused them, verse 52, to take and slay God's son, the just one. This is why that any that the Lord has taught of Christ cannot get along with religion. What were they defending? They were defending their temple. They were defending their customs. I dare say that's what people defend today. Their traditions, their denomination, their teachings, and their church buildings. You see, that's what's important to them. Don't you dare come preach anything that would contradict what they have established.
Umuru ndi mene ru zibembezo zama zi wano mene zi kukalira. Panopa zima samala kumbiri chifuzi chojao, zima samala kumbiri miyambo yao, zima samala kumbiri zikulio za zimene ile zikwina. Kwa sifuna wina wage ala mkule mwoyi tuta, atutse kuzi zimene mwula mkula zikulio za zano nizonye nga zosa enera. Zima dana nazo kutusigo kuzimene zo. Sifuwa yu ada imago, ipama zi samala, niku zitepe zimene zo, nipambi yao.
I remember well one of the preachers that I meet with just before I meet with you from French-speaking Africa, the country of Benin. I remember over 30 years ago going to preach in a congregation where he was the pastor. It was a large congregation. And there were a couple of missionaries from the United States that started attending these meetings because word got out that what I was preaching was contrary to the tradition of that particular denomination. And in fact, during one of the meetings, one of the missionaries actually stood up and tried to stop the meeting. He came down front, and of course they had put funds into the building, that, and this man came down front and stopped the preaching, and he said, "I'm not going to let these men destroy what I have taken all these years to build." You experienced it there back in the beginning of the gospel. I remember going and preaching, and you had opposition, Brother James, when we had met for that one meeting in a brand new church building. And the issue became over preaching against their traditions and what they held to. And the next thing you know, you're the one being cast out.
Ndimakumbukira koyambira uthenga wabwino utangoyamba kumene udabwera ku Malawi. Udakusamale adakumana ndi wo watsutsa. Makumbuka kuchechi ya Johani kedamangidwa kuti kuwadira lerudza. Tikalandira uthenga wabwino udatsutsa miyambo ndi zinthu zimene anthu amayimikikamo amakhazikikamo. Mwake zidadzutsa mbili pachigwa kunali kulimbana kwambiri koma tiyambika kuti ena ayi wanatsalirako amene akuima mbipangana panopa koma ambiri adautsutsa chingo ndi madakayika donongeka.
You suffered the same opposition and persecution as what Joseph would have experienced, but even more so what our Lord experienced. He came unto his own received him not.
Makuruna mbine muda kumana na onthuli mbine oyo. Nimakuruna ofanana na mbine Yosef gana kumana na o. Si Yosef yoka, kumaso ambia wa Yesu Kristo. Ada kumana so nimakuruna hantu mbine oyo wakanda oyo wakusa. Chifoja uchetu mbine oyo ularigina.
But here's the point of this message today, and it's going to take a couple of weeks to go through this, but what we're seeing here is how Joseph himself was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's a title to this message, that's it. How Joseph was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've already written the article for tomorrow in the bulletin, but this is the point of this particular article that I've written, how Joseph, even though his brothers meant evil against him, like it says here in verse 9, the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, yet God purposed it for good. It says God was with him.
Joseph monga naverenga kale mundesi yake adai bila kuti ndipo makoro akuruwa podukidwa naye Yosefe anamgulisa amunge naye kuikuburo ndipo Mulungu anali naye kunanga Mulungu anamfundira zakuito zonse Yosefe angakhala bale wake anamugulisa.
Now here's where I would like us to go back to Genesis chapter 50. If you look there with me in Genesis chapter
50. Here's Genesis chapter 50.
Yes, and what I'd like you to look at is verse 20.
Genesis 50 and verse 20. Uti kuchitike monga lero kupulumutsa amoyo anthu ambiri.
You see, this is the same thing that Stephen preached, that you meant it for evil. They meant it for evil against Joseph, but God was with him.
Ichi chinthu chimene Stefano adachilalikira kuchona kuti unoti Yosefe uchayo adamufunira zoyipa koma Mulungu adali naye.
Now the first thing this shows us is that man's nature is only evil every day. That's been since the fall of Adam. There's none righteous, no not one. But this was the problem with the Jews, is they became proud of their heritage and their traditions and their customs, and they missed Christ. Ye thought evil against me is the response of Joseph to his brethren when they realized that with all of their lies and murderous intentions against him from the beginning, they had only served to accomplish God's will for him on their behalf.
But
such is our case before the Lord as well. If we're one of those for whom the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, we have to take our place right along with Joseph's brothers and say that our nature would be to be thinking only evil against him every day. The truth is, we're not born into this world with loving thoughts toward God and toward His Son. I'm talking about the God of Scripture. Now, everybody has their God, and everybody has their belief in a Jesus as they've been taught. The Jesus, the popular Jesus, is a loving Jesus. It's one that would never offend anybody, and he really wants you to believe on him, and he's really trying to keep you from from going to hell.
Ine ndikulankhula za Mulungu wa Bible, osati Mulungu wamene ali Yesu, pali yesu ali ndi Mulungu wawo. Mulungu asali yesu amaoneka kuti ali ndi Yesu, Yesu jaya amene amalekabe kuti. Onera akulama kuti wina ali yesu, safuna wina ali sakalangike, ndipo safuna wina ali sapeze mavuto, Yesu akabe jayo. Ine sindikulankhula za Yesu amene, koma ndikulankhula Yesu kuyina osiyana ndi Yesu amene amakonda ali yesu.
I dare say that in religion, you were taught, and I was taught, to make sure that we believe on Jesus as a child. I know that's how I was taught. Say my prayer and believe on Jesus as a child, and then I'll be good for life. That's the way the religion teaches children about their Jesus.
Ndimatindika makumbukira mmene tinakhuzitsidwira kuchipembedzo ife ndi kukhulupirira kuti mmene Mose nanunso kudakhuzitsidwira kuti muyenera kumulandira Yesu Khristu ndipo ikamumulandira Yesu Khristu ndimamulandira ngati mwana wakanda kuti alowere mʼkati mwathu ndi mmene chipembedzo chimakhuzitsira Yesu wawo.
But if we open this word and begin to teach children that they are sinners from birth and that God is holy and just, and that unless God in His mercy and grace has given them to Christ, for whom Christ died, that they will spend eternity separated from God. Can you imagine parents teaching their children this? But that's what the scriptures say.
Uyamba kuphunzitsa mwathu ndunga kumenewo umenewo ndi uthenga wabwino weniweni koma kodi likhozi lopezeka kholo limene likhozi kukwaniso lenga ana wake kuwayira so Yesu Khristu usadapereni nonse ayi adabwera kukapera anthu ake okha ndipo anthu ake okha angamene akhuza kupulutse kodi likhozi lopezeka kholo olankhula mwathu limene kwana wake amene anabala yekha.
But this is why we grew up thinking ourselves to be all right, thinking ourselves already to be children of God, because we were taught God is love. And God doesn't want to condemn you. He loves you. And won't you please believe on His Son? And if you do, you'll be saved. But the truth is, our nature is that of rebellion and evil against God and against His anointed one, Christ. If we're one of those that God has elected in His grace and mercy, we weren't chosen because of any good in us. We were chosen in spite of our being sinful wretches.
Koma kulemera kwachifundo chake ndi chisomo chake Khristu adatifera adatisankha ifeyo osati ndipo titali abwino amene chifundo tachita kuti tachita chabwino ayi koma pamene tidali wochimwa ndi wofanikira kuti kose kabwino Khristu adatifera kumutsa kuti patsa moyo ndipo chipulumutso chimene tilandira ndi chipulumutso chosiyana ndi uchimo ndi kuyipa kwathu kumene kulibe somalire.
So just as Stephen said that out of envy they took and sold Joseph into Egypt, yet God was with him. You see, that's what Moses has written here in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, where Joseph said, you meant it for evil. You thought evil against me, but God meant it. God purposed it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive.
Umuru ndi mene Stefano adawula ilila uthenga kukambaza Yosefe kuti makolo azibale yake adamutsutsa namugwiza musayi wale buku limene lili lidalembedwa ndi Moses amene adalemba ndipo mawuya wane amene adalankhula iye mwini Yosefe mu vesi ya 20 imene inanena kuti koma inu munandipangira choyipa munandipangira ine choyipa koma Mulungu anachipanga chabwino kuti mukhale monga lero kupulumutsa amoyo anthu ambiri. ndimene momwe Stefano adaulalikizanso uthenga wabwino kwa anthu amene amamutsutsa uthenga.
That's why I say we have here in Joseph a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, because in spite of their rebellion, in spite of their lies, they tried to put him to death. Yet, Joseph showed kindness to his brethren and forgave them. He attributed to God all the glory that came to pass. So this is the second fundamental truth we see in Scripture. Not only that man by nature is only evil every day, even God's elect, yet God ordains all things for the glory of His Son and the salvation of His people. That's what Joseph represents here.
Umuntu ndimene tikuonera chachiwiri chimene chiyananga cha Yosefu ndakuti monga mmene munthu anabadwa wachilengedwa mbadwa wochimwa ndi wolephera ngakhalenso osankhidwa kuti ambabadwa wochimwa ndi wolephera ndi mmene munthu atizikonzera kuti zikhale choncho koma mu Yosefu zimalemekeza nazo Mulungu ndipo munthu yoyikika amene ndiwo ake angakhala ali wochimwa loyozera akatulumidwa pali mawu ndi kupulumutsidwa ndi mmene Yosefu adawuchitira uthenga wake mmene adayimira ngati mlowa malo wa Yesu Khristu kuti achitire chabwino kwa abale wake amene adamuzunza namugulitsa.
This one statement here in Genesis 50 in verse 20 is the sum of the message of Scripture. God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, notice, to save much people alive. God sent Joseph down to Egypt to prepare the way to bring his brethren that had opposed him and sold him into slavery, to bring them to him to bow. You see, just like that dream that he revealed to them from the beginning, for which they were upset, that they would bow to him. That's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yosefu uyamene adakana abale wake kumugulitsa ndikupita kumene kuja kuigubuto koma chiwanga chopita kuigubuto kudali kwakonzekeletsa njira kwakonze njira imene abale wake akafikiremo atakafika akalandire zimene zitali zawo akati kumene kuja kuna mbino lipeto akamugwadire atakamugwadira zilumikizire ndi maloto amene akalota kuchako kuti ndinalota kuti andigwadira mulungu adapanganatondo pamene ndipenemonso pamene Yesu Khristu adamuzunzira adamupangira chilichonse ndichotera anthu wakewo apulumutsidwe ndikamugwadiranso.
It was the very Spirit of God who put these words in Joseph's heart and on his tongue, not just for their sake, but for our sake, who are God's children today, and the Lord Jesus' brethren by God's electing grace. Christ is our elder brother by His grace, and yet we have to take our place and say, we crucified Him, and we slew Him.
Umuru ndimene Mulungu atatengera mawu ake ndiwayika mu mtima wa Yosefe kuti alaulire chinthu ichi chikwadali chithunzithunzi cha mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu ndipo cholinga chimene Mulungu adayikira mawu awawa kwa Yosefe sizinali zoti zipindulire iwo ayi koma zimafunika zipindulire ifeyo aleofe amene ni Yesu Khristu adabwera kukatifera amene Yesuyo ndi mʼbale wathu ndi mchimwene wathu ndipo zimeneka kuvomereza kuti ifeyo inde tidamupha Yesu ndipo tidamupachika ndifeyo Yesu Khristu anateyoyo ndi zimene zinachitika ndi Yosefe ndi chithunzithunzi chokapaza ifeyo monga akaka Yosefe amene adamugulitsa Yosefe.
Some have difficulty today understanding how God could have ordained the fall of Adam and how all of the evil world that is the consequence of that fall today. They have difficulty. Nevertheless, reading the scriptures just like this one, it's clear that God purposed such a world. Everything we see unfolding, God purposed even before the world began. Some would say, well, why would God purpose a fallen world? Why would God purpose a world of sinners? The simple answer is that the Son was there with the Father from eternity, and God the Father purposed to honor the Son as the Savior of sinners, and therefore He created a fallen world, and from that fallen world chose out the names of those sinners that Christ would come and save. You see, just like Joseph, you meant it for evil, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. So getting back to Stephen's message, he's showing them that that very same spirit that caused them to take and crucify and slay the Lord Jesus Christ was the same evil that was in the heart of Joseph's brethren. And yet, God purposed all of that, even in that worst rebellion, in order to deliver up His Son to save a people, to save much people alive. Those that crucified Christ, if He died for me, they represented me in crying, "Crucify Him, crucify Him." They were my spokesperson.
Imene amaiwane tsapoela kunonda kuti kumtsutsa mwana damu tsutsa Yesu Kristu ndi kumupha sikuti kwama kupai pa yankaza ayi anenika kumupha chonenga kuti akulumutsana hambiri amene ada abwera kwa kumusi umumu ndi mwachimoti mosi a kuti zvimene tachitika ndi anthu amene ada tsutsa Yesu Kristu amafanana ndi azibara ka Yosefe amene ada mutsutsa Yosefe mpaka na kumukulitsa zvimene kwatsanira pake Yosefe kuti akatsindizira.
I remind you what Peter said on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 and verses 23 and 24. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. You see, he was delivered up by God's eternal determinate counsel and foreknowledge, but they did what they did because of the wickedness of their heart.
Pentecost
That's that same spirit that was in the patriarchs of which Stephen preached there in Acts 7:9, who moved with envy. You see, that's the problem. We will not have God's righteousness because we think we have our own. And yet, for that, we would continue to denounce this Christ, the Christ of Scripture, were it not for the Spirit of God teaching us of Him.
Umuundi mene Stefano amalikira kumachitidwe chapter 7 verse 9 kuti mzimu mene udali ni makolo anu makolo watu ajao mene unatutsa utenga wabwino numeso uli mwa imweyo umene unatutsa utenga wabwino chiyindi chituzi tuzika ifeso kuti munthu watumira nyamala wa munthu iliri amatsutsa utenga wabwino chifwere ndiona uri iye amaganiza ngati chichita chake amadzinga mitsayeka amaona ngati chichita ndipo kudziwa kuti muli chichita chake ndipo sokuponderesa uchenga wabwino ndikuponderesa mwana wake Yesu Kristu ndipo kusadziwa chona ndicho andi zimene timaganiza kusadziwa chona ndicho koma nkhani yakuti mzimu umene umatipa chitsepe kusakhulupirira mwa Mulungu ndiwomweya umene udali ndi makolo athu ndiwomweya umene umakhala kuchipa chati munthu umene wachilengedwe ndiwochimwa ndiwopereka mwa Mulungu.
You know, in Acts 7 and verse 9 where it says, but God was with him. Do you know what the name Emmanuel means when God said, thou shalt call him Emmanuel? Emmanuel means God with us. And that's what Peter preached there in Acts 2. They took and crucified and slew him, but verse 24, God hath raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. God was with him. God was in him. God was accomplishing his purpose for the salvation of sinners such as we are, even though they rejected and crucified him.
Muchipwam chapter 2 chichalo chamachiridwe
Do you see why this message of the gospel is well beyond whatever a man could ever think? It goes contrary to our thoughts, and yet it's how God has purposed to save sinners. He is the one that does the saving. It's not for any goodness in us. It's all the goodness in His Son and what He purposed through His Son for sinners such as we are.
That's
why the Apostle Paul declared there in Romans 11 and verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. We're preaching a gospel that is well beyond anything we could ever think. And yet, that's how God's purpose to save sinners such as we are. And just as with any in whom Christ has revealed himself by his Spirit of grace, we can but bow in wonder at his mercy and grace to sinners such as us, knowing that we deserve nothing but wrath and condemnation. There's a hymn that we sing in our hymn book. I don't know whether you have it there or not, but the words are, "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued." And then the chorus says, "Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?" Do you have that hymn in your language?
No, do not.
Okay. Next week, we're going to pursue more of this, moving on down through how Joseph was a type of Christ. But I pray that the foundation laid today will help us to consider and ponder that the Lord raised up Joseph to save these very brethren that opposed him, and how that's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ that he raised up and sent to save such sinners as we are. May the Lord grant us His Spirit to bow in wonder that He should save such a sinner as I am. I don't know how anybody could listen to a message like this that unless they be left to themselves and not come away in wonder at such a God that saves sinners such as we are. I'm going to have to leave it there, and may the Lord bless you. This lesson will be in the bulletin that I'm going to send out later this evening, and you should have it for tomorrow to be able to look over and prayerfully, if the Lord directs you to preach on this portion, it will be some notes that you can use to help you there.
I'm going to send notes to whatever the